Here at the beach for a long July 4th week vacation with the in-laws. And we were actually just moving from one of the condos that we own, or the family owns, to an adjacent condo on the same level just to have more room. And other family members were out on the beach when I got a message, and I'd heard something, and I got a message indicating a plane had gone down right off of the beach where we are located. I
And
proceeded to run outside quickly, and all I could see was everyone looking straight out a couple hundred yards. I had also, in the meantime, had seen one of the Sea Rocket, the blue, red, and white tourist boats, make a quick U-turn. They normally make U-turns in front of our location, but this one seemed a little bit more urgent and a little bit more subdued. He also parked himself for a good while, which is abnormal.
now you were able to hear the plane go down, is that what you said?
I heard something. There was no engine noise, and I've talked to those who saw it on the beach, and they said there was no engine noise. And so I didn't hear it going down. I only heard something abnormal above the waves, but I was holding my daughter at the time, so I really didn't put two and two together until I noticed something amiss outside and got the text message from my relative.
Are you able to describe any noise you did hear, maybe the plane hitting the water?
From what I actually heard from those on the beach who I've been talking to was it sounded like there may have been a popping noise when the plane essentially belly flopped. But that's about all they really heard. And it was seen by many because some have told me that they thought it was a stunt taking place, like he was a plane pilot was just doing some spirals and showing off, when in reality the plane went straight into the water. It did flatten out and pancake at the end, but has not been seen from since.
So this was about roughly, what, an hour and a half ago when this happened?
Yeah, roughly. I've lost track of the exact amount of time, but roughly about four, slightly four, 4 o'clock when it happened. Immediately, lifeguards on the beach responded. I saw a couple paddle out as quickly as they could. Again, the Sea Rocket boat had turned around and had positioned itself approximately where the plane had gone down. Then you saw a couple beach patrol respond on jet skis, and that was eventually followed up by Coast Guard patrols and the state police.
Saw one tweet, someone saying that after 20 minutes, the Coast Guard still hadn't arrived. Do you know of any chance of what time after that they did arrive?
To be honest, it was a good while. The first boat I saw looked like one of the small patrol, little tiny dinghy-like Coast Guard boats that responded. That was the first one I saw. The Sea Rocket, like I said, was here a good while by himself, along with a couple of the beach patrol. Then the state police showed up. I thought it was a good length of time before I saw the state trooper, the trooper medevac fly over. He's been on scene since. And eventually, one of the bigger Coast Guard ships did come on scene. At that point, they had already released the Sea Rocket. That was a good length. I bet you that was probably 30 to 45 minutes before I saw the main Coast Guard boat arrive on scene.
And were you able to tell if they were able to pull anyone out of the water?
Have not seen any of that as of now. The two paddlers for the beach patrol have come back in. I'm not sure if I'm looking out the window as we speak. I don't see the jet ski guys out there anymore either. I'm pretty sure that fire and emergency personnel have been positioned around our condo unit here, and I have not seen a body come towards them or anything of that matter. And I've also not seen any boat leave the scene in any urgency, in any manner, shape, or form. I'm currently looking at a Coast Guard, the main Coast Guard boat, a couple hundred yards off the water, off the shore, along with either it's another Coast Guard or it's Harbor Patrol or police boat that has joined them, a small dinghy-like outboard engine, along with state police still hovering over the scene.
From where you stand, how many boats can you see out there in the assisting in the rescue?
Currently, I see two boats assisting in the rescue along with state police. I do see a third boat now that's gone further north and is working its way back south. Otherwise, all other boats have left the area and haven't seen any. The only eerie thing was a couple times those ad boats like the Seaboard went by the scene, turned around, and came back, but they were not involved in any of the search and rescue.
Are you able to see any helicopters still out there?
Yes, that state police helicopter is the only one on scene. They have a swimmer who is outside the door, clearly looking down on the water, but they haven't gone much further down than a couple hundred feet or 1,000 feet up, circling the scene, and they are patrolling somewhat north of the scene. They haven't gone very far south.
Have you been able to tell if anyone has maybe jumped into the water in any kind of scuba gear and make any kind of rescue effort?
Do not see that. I, again, saw the beach patrol on their longboards out there. I did see the jet ski guys, but no one I've seen in the water. At one point, I did see the Coast Guard seemingly throw a rescue ring into the water, but there was no urgency on the boat when that happened. They seemed to just kind of follow it, and I haven't seen any action since that ring was thrown in.
Any sight of the boat, or is that completely sunk?
The plane, I mean. The plane hasn't been seen since it hit the water.
Straight in.
Yep, went straight in. Now, again, apparently it may have just slightly belly flopped from what I heard right before it made contact with the water, but it went straight in and has not been seen from since.
And from where you are right now, how many people can you see on the beach watching all this?
Oh, I would say a couple thousand. It was definitely a little bit more full than it is at this time, though. You see people starting to leave. Definitely a crowd congregated. I've seen people on their balconies as well. But clearly the crowd is diminished a bit, but you're talking about a few thousand. I wouldn't say it's an abnormally busy beach day. I would say it was an average beach day. But clearly nobody has, there wasn't a huge throng. It wasn't thousands upon thousands, but definitely a couple thousand saw this live.
And what was the weather conditions at the time? It's been kind of cloudy and drizzly over here. What was it like over there?
Weather had improved. Sun had come out just a short time, maybe an hour, hour and a half prior. We've had a hazy feel to it all day. High clouds, nothing of rain of substance at all. Definitely a hazy feel. Very breezy. It's been very breezy for a number of days down here. So otherwise, I would say, you can see quite a bit of distance. So the visibility is good, and the sun was out, and the sun is still out, but nothing abnormal in my mind.
All right, hang on one second, Dave.
Robert, is there anything in particular?
Okay, all right. Anything else you want to add, Dave, before we wrap up?
I think the only thing that I think everyone indicated was it was very eerie from everybody. When they've told me, no engine noise again, seemed like a single engine plane. Some have made similarities to what you would see a banner being carried behind it. There was no banner. And I think people were just kind of struck by how eerie it was just watching the plane go down right in front of them and right near the boat as well.